Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. We're less than 2 weeks away from our Celebrate DFW hockey event. It's going down on Tuesday evening, August 11th at the Fairview Allen location. Drinks and chat from 6 to 7. What a guest list we have. Robert Tiffin of Stars Thoughts and NHL.com. We have Leah Simakopoulos of the Dallas Morning News. We have Steven Meserve of 100 Degree Hockey. And of course, we have our NHL and Stars insider who's joining us today. Sean Shapiro will be a part of the action. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll do in front of you a presentation of Spits and Suds. We'll talk lots of Stars hockey, have some laughs. We've got some special guests, hopefully, that will attend. It's going to be a great night. Tons of giveaways. Sean and Steven will have signed copies of We Win Here to give away. Sean has been so generous. He reached out to elite prospects and they're like, absolutely, let's send some gear so you can give it away. We have Spits and Suds merchandise. We have t-shirts. We have collared shirts that will be given away. The on-time experts, how can we be a part of it? Because they love themselves some Stars and Spits and Suds. So they're going to be giving away Dallas Stars tickets. So for anything else, just go for your chance to win Stars tickets for this upcoming season. So it's going to be a great, great night. Can't wait to see you there. Speaking of the on-time experts, please think of them because they're supporting an event like this. That's free to you because of the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. I just had them service my plumbing. They did an awesome job and I wanted to go through the process. So I went online. I didn't call them because I know some of the people there, but no, I wanted to be like you. So I went to the website, theontimeexperts.com. I clicked on the button to says book now. And I did. And it gave me a window in which I could choose. I chose the window. They immediately called me within a couple of hours just to confirm. They wanted details on what I wanted done. They showed up on time. Amazing work. They saved me a lot of money. I thought there was going to be an issue underneath my house with a tree root. No, it was a deep drain clog that the on-time experts took care of. And I took advantage of that $99 first floor drain cleaning special. And you can do that as well. Plus the $59 HVAC system cleaning. Don't put that pressure on your air conditioning. We all know it's blistering hot out. So get that offer today and lower that energy bill. The on-time experts, they're supporting local hockey. Please support them. The official partner of the Dallas Stars and Spits and Suds. And we bring on Sean Shapiro. How are you today?
I'm good, Gavin. I'm happy to be here. I have been at the... I am at the time of year where, so I've been at the rink twice today, but not for work reasons, which is actually the more enjoyable part of it.
Nice.
At the rink early this morning for, my daughter was skating this morning. And then, my son was doing a hockey camp. He was, he's five. He's one of the young, little smallest, youngest kids out there, but he was having a good time. And so we are, wasn't at the rink for work today. There'll be lots of that going forward, I promise, but I'm happy to be here.
Loved it. Love the picture you sent me. He's parked right on that blue line, making sure no one gets by him.
That was, yep. He's like a I know his height right now in inches because we're taking the kids on like the big sure. like theme park trip like in a couple weeks, and you have to know how tall he is. But like he's like, so like he hit that like 42 inch mark, which is what you have to be to like ride most of the rides. And so he's probably like 42 and a half inch tall left shot defenseman.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so great. So Sean, you can support Sean through his Substack, Shap Shots, also writing for Elite Prospects, D Magazine. He just got off doing a fresh episode of Algorithmically Incorrect with Robert Tiffin. So
Robert's, Robert, that was normally Wednesdays. Robert's apartment moving situation changed added to the magic of live TV this week, I guess. So
yeah, see what happens. You get the NHL.com gig, you get a new better apartment. Yeah, so yeah. Robert's moving on up, you know. That's awesome. Okay. So I'm hoping Sean can relate to this. And I pride myself on trying to be honest. And this does have to do with hockey. We got some really cool hockey subjects. So the story is the following. I was running out to a meeting, and this event has taken a lot of planning, just a lot of moving parts, partly because I want it to be an awesome event for you. So I'm calling a lot of people. How can we get this done? I'm calling a lot of special guests. So Sean, the other night I went out with a lovely lady and we had a wonderful dinner and we were talking about like various travel locations. And I had told her that I had an interest. I've always wanted to go to Thailand, which I know you have gone to Thailand.
No, I've been to the Philippines, not Thailand.
Philippines, my bad.
Yeah.
So I had never been to Asia and I was like, okay, this is something. And so the other night, and just to understand, around the holidays, a lot of times I'm doing spits and suds. So I really haven't had like a breakaway. So I booked a trip to Thailand that I'm really excited about. It's going to be a golf trip. Yeah, absolutely. So I was getting these texts and it's like, what time is the event? What time, if I can come, do I need to show up? And I thought I was texting with the lady that I went out with, because like I said, I was in my car and I was heading to a business meeting. And so I answered those questions and said, by the way, I pulled the trigger and booked my flight to Thailand and I put a bashful smiley face and I never heard from her. And I was like, wow, I thought we had a good thing going. You know, we had a nice click. And then I realized she texted me, and maybe you know where this is going now. She texted me this morning, hey, how's it going? How's your day? And I looked and I'm like, boy, that's weird. That Thailand message is gone. And then it clicked in. Sean, I told two-time Stanley Cup winner Brad Lukovic that I was taking a plane flight to Thailand.
Yeah.
And I am, how do I now reach out to Brad and say,
yeah.
And has that ever happened to you?
I have had definitely the mix up of texts before. I haven't, it's one of the reasons that, for lack of a better word, I do not let my children, neither Christina or I really let our children mess around with our phone, but sure. I don't really let my children use my phone because there's contact list people on there as from a professional reason that I don't want the children to hit call on by mistake or anything like that. I have had the, I think we've all had that mistaken text before.
Yeah.
So that's a human experience. I've not told someone that I booked a trip to Thailand with an emoji. I have not done that. I'm trying to think. It's funny. We had a. I was on the receiving end of a text like this the other day where me and a couple friends were figuring out we're gonna go play golf this weekend, and we were figuring out where we're making some plans for the trip, and it was like it's a course that's a little bit, so we're making a little bit of a day trip on Saturday to just go play some golf. I think it's going to be like an hour and a half drive out there, so just one of those where it's like we're not taking like a full-blown trip, but
sure,
a little bit further of a drive, and it's like a 3-hour round trip because it's a course my friends really wanted to play, and every year for around his birthday we always try to do like a day trip to a course somewhere in Michigan we haven't played before. And we're texting about, he's like, oh, by the way, he says something in the chat about like, oh, we should stop at this place on the way to get like beef jerky or something like that. Apparently there's a good beef jerky place on the way. And our other friend who's going to take the trip in the chat says, oh, that sounds great. Love beef jerky. Like 3 minutes later, he texts, well, was it shit or piss? And I'm sorry. And we're all, the other us are like, what is going on? Turns out he was going over, he has a 3-year-old. And so there was a bathroom accident at home that he thought he was texting his wife about. So we've all been there.
I know. So what's the follow-up? Do I just say, hey, sorry about that? Or do I just ignore that I sent it?
I think you just send him this episode and say, hey, look how great this show is that you're going to put the event for.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Look what you're donating your time to, sir. Yeah. Oh, that is great. Well, we try to be honest here on Spits and Suds, and those are two stories for you. Speaking of maybe being honest, but I don't know, maybe checking before you send, similar to text messages. The Detroit Red Wings, Sean, today put out happy birthday to Dylan Larkin. And it was kind of fascinating because I don't know if that's the kind of social media exposure that you want.
Yeah, it's now, here's the thing about, and this is the tough spot that team employees and league employees and social media managers are in. As long as Dylan Larkin is still under contract with the Detroit Red Wings, he is still a Detroit Red Wing, right? He's not been traded and stuff like that. And so as long as this is all going on, you got to it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't moment for the Red Wings tweeting out happy birthday to Dylan Larkin. I did find it interesting where they intentionally chose a shot and lettering where you could not see the C on his jersey in the graphic.
Oh,
man. So not sure whether that's the intentional shade given by the, but it's, yeah, that's the reality. When you are a team account or you work for a team or something like that, there's certain rules you have to play by. For better or worse, subtypes.
yeah. And then we go to the Columbus Blue Jackets, who posted last night, I believe, broadcast update. Beginning this season, all Blue Jackets game broadcasts will be simulcast across television and radio platforms, allowing fans to experience the same live game coverage across TV and radio. And this kind of blew up, which is fascinating. And I wanted to get in this discussion because it is a fascinating one as far as the TV radio simulcast, and need to make the disclaimer. This has nothing to do with our wonderful broadcast team. As far as Josh and Razor, this has everything to do with a radio and TV simulcast. And personally, I love separating two. I love the theater of mind, and I just don't think you can accomplish both.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing. And Robert and I talked about this on our show today, but it's something that I wanted to be very clear on, because I saw the instant reaction and response from some people on Twitter, and I tried to. It's Twitter is always a place ripe for overreaction. It's not a comment for me. The simulcast commentary is on the whole concept of the thing and the reality of you are, in my view, you are disservicing your fans and your listeners when you're asked to serve two masters. And I think Josh and Daryl Ray, I think Daryl Ray and Josh Bogorod do a tremendous job with the circumstances they're given.
Yes.
That doesn't mean the circumstances they're given are necessarily right. And I think two things can be true, right? I want to put it this way. If you've listened to a Stars radio broadcast during a national TV game, it is a better radio broadcast.
Yes.
And it is because it is an actual radio broadcast. And Gavin, I mean, I'll let you kind of correct me one way or the other as someone who has obviously worked closer with this and probably been, whether you're the one who's been part of making those decisions or been in the room when you evaluate how people do their job when it comes to telling the story of a game and everything like that. But I've always looked at it this way, and you can tell, the TV broadcast is to enhance your eyes, right? The TV broadcast is there to give you additional stories on top of what you're seeing right there. The radio broadcast has to actually be your eyes, right? And there's too often, and I listen to, just with my schedule and everything, like there's a lot of times I'll listen to Stars games on the radio, or I'll listen to Stars games on a radio while I'm driving around or something like that, and then I typically will watch games back later. I'll be honest, I typically listen to other teams' broadcasts for two reasons, but one of them is I listen to a broadcast that's an actual radio broadcast, because as good and as good as the stories and everything like that that come from Daryl on the TV broadcast, there's times there'll be 30 to 45 seconds of, wait, what's happening in the game I'm listening to? And correct. I think that's like, and that's no disrespect. They're trying to serve two masters at the same time. And now Columbus is going to the simulcast. To me, there's all sorts of inequity, and I feel horrible for, you got a play-by-play guy who's been doing the job for 17 years and doing it really well, and is just out because, hey, we're going to go to the simulcast. You got Columbus doing it. You got Carolina. You got St. Louis. You got Buffalo doing it. And it's, to me, it's a concerning trend on things, because on a level that most people won't care about, but obviously is very close to your and I's world, Gavin, is you used to be, in an ideal world, there's 64 NHL play-by-play jobs, right? In an ideal world, the best 60, if we're to go through and do it, there's 64 NHL play-by-play jobs, two radio, two TV per team, and therefore, in theory, the cream rises to the crop, and we're getting some of the best of this. When we're cutting those jobs in half, one by one by one, we're killing off the talent pool, that we're killing off the spot of it, and the fact of the matter is, there's probably now with five teams now doing simulcast, that's five would be NHL broadcasters that are doing AHL or left hockey or did something like that, and the talent pool gets weaker. And I know that's the part that a lot of people don't like media gripes, and I get that, but that's just something that for you and I, that's close to home. Yeah. And then the other reality is I hate the whole, I very much dislike when these teams cry poverty. Like I get that there's the whole money matters and business matters and everything like that, but the reality is they still need the producer, that they still have to do the radio. So not knowing what the salary was, right? I don't know what the salary was for the individual that didn't get their contract renewed and everything like that. But the reality is you still have to do all the other radio stuff for the game to get on radio. So you still have to have a producer in that chair, right? So there's still a producer in the chair getting it done. There's still an intermission host. There's still all of that. So we're talking about a negligible expense, honestly, and one that you recoup in less than a quarter of the revenue from one home game. And right, that to me, right. that always bothers me, where it's like, I hear these teams cry poverty and they're like, oh, this costs money. It does cost money. But
yeah,
you go and you look, if you can go and look up the NHL team's revenue and you can look at their year over year operating income and everything like that. And that part always feels half baked to me and always frustrates me when I hear teams crying poverty. So,
well, and I think from a Stars fan perspective, they really haven't experienced a radio, pure radio play by play, whereas they do for the Cowboys and the Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well,
like, yeah, that's a great point too, where it's like, I'm not, the whole thing is like, people are like, oh, well, I only want to hear Josh Bogorod and Daryl Ray do my Stars games. You've never had an opportunity to hear another voice. Like I'm in Detroit, correct, right? And there's the two Kens that do the broadcasts in Detroit. Ken Daniels on the TV, who does a tremendous job with Mickey Redmond, and then Ken Cal, who has an iconic voice and an iconic goal call with the "he shoots, he scores" voice. Like you've probably heard that, right? Like that's two iconic listens. And honestly, actually, Gavin, a really fun radio archive bit if you ever want to go and look down. I think it was the 2000, it was either the, I think, I believe it was the 2009 Stanley Cup final. It was when Detroit, no, when 2000, it would have been 2008, I think 2008, when Detroit beat Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup final in 2008. So, and I'm going down a rambling wormhole and I apologize, but this is a good story. So, 2008 Stanley Cup final. As you know, local TV doesn't have the broadcast after the first round, right? And so, but Ken Cowell, who is the play-by-play voice of the Red Wings, I think it was either he got sick or he had laryngitis literally during the Stanley Cup final, the radio voice, right? And he was unable to, work the he was not able to work game six, which the Red Wings won and clinched the Stanley Cup in Pittsburgh. And so Ken Daniels, who was the TV play-by-play, stood in to call the game on the radio for them. And there's a really cool moment, Gavin. I'll send you the link after we do the show, and we should probably put it up there. Ken's in the booth doing the game, and Ken Cal, the radio play-by-play voice, is there, but obviously not doing the game because of his laryngitis. For the last minute, Ken Daniels hands the headset over to Ken Cal, says, "I know you're sick, but you've called this all year on the radio. You get the cup call." And like, it's a really cool thing. And I know
that's awesome.
We're going down a weird, I mean, this is again, just like I said to Robert on our show earlier, maybe we're going too inside baseball and nerdy on subjects that are close to us on this, but that to me is a kind of a random story.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with two different mediums, and I will tell you, a lot of times that, you know, we do one TV simulcast here at the radio station, and that's the Rangers pre and post game is a simulcast. It's not the portion of the game. The play-by-play is strictly radio with Eric Nadal, Matt Hicks, Jared Sandler. They do tremendous job, those stories and everything. But there are times that I will call my contacts and say, "Hey, I like that piece. I just don't think it translated to radio because I'm listening to the radio." And I think the same is, and that's not an indictment on anybody. It's just the fact that you're dealing with two different mediums. So you're right. I think it's interesting. I hope teams keep two teams.
Yeah. And on that medium front too, Gavin, this is something that is right in your wheelhouse to talk about. I don't think people always, it's easy to forget the power of that dial and the radio still, right? Like, I think it's easy now to, and I'm preaching to the choir, literally to Hugh on this, but the level of you might be running around and you're busy and everything like that. And you, just because you can't sit down to, if you're a DFW hockey fan, or you're a Stars fan, and it's a Tuesday night and their Stars are playing, but your kids got to skate in Plano at 6:30 and everything like that. Like the radio is your connection to that team in that moment. Correct. I think the whole, like, I know there's obviously a lot of venues, and like, we're doing a podcast right now, and there's so many more entertainment avenues and competition and a la carte things you can pick when you get in the car. But I still believe there is a large population, and you know this because it's your business, but there's still the large population of, hey, you turn the car on and it's set to, and that radio station pops on that's your favorite, whether it's just like that is, it just feels like teams take that for granted with these decisions.
Oh, absolutely. So radio is like the girlfriend that's been there for your life, not the new pretty woman in the corner, or if you're a woman listening, the pretty guy in the corner, the good looking guy, in that it's been there and it keeps getting told that it's going to end at the invention of TV, and then cable TV, and then satellite radio, and then Spotify, and all those. And they're all wonderful mediums. And you know what, Sean, they're coming out with more and more studies that say radio is more popular than we actually even thought. And it's truly fascinating. So I'm so glad we had this discussion. Let's end with this. Macklin Celebrini signs a $94 million contract extension with San Jose to become the NHL's highest paid player. So, two-part question. from a Stars perspective, does this affect a Jason Robertson deal as far as all these players? And it seems as though the salaries are going up, not down. A long-term deal for Jason Robertson, does 14 or 15 million based on all these contracts seem more viable? And based on that Celebrini contract, could we see the first $20 million player in Connor McDavid?
I guess the question becomes, where is McDavid signing his deal? And is it still in Edmonton, or is it going, and what does he kind of look for when it comes to the $20 million deal? The Jason Roberts thing is interesting because Macklin Celebrini is in a certain tier of, I don't think Macklin Celebrini's deal affects Jason Robertson's deal. Now, I think Leo Carlson's deal, yes, Connor Bedard's deal affect Jason Robertson. Those guys aren't, like, to me, Macklin Celebrini is that good. Like, I think there's certain levels of, you don't want to be rude about it, but whatever Connor McDavid makes, no one can look at Connor McDavid and say, well, I should make this much because Connor McDavid makes this much. Like, that's just the reality. And Macklin Celebrini is very close to that camp for me. And, like, the reality is, I guess the great question I have with thinking about it, Gavin, going forward with Celebrini is, when does he take the title as the best player in the world? Because it might not be far. Like,
right.
He's that good. Like, yeah. He is, I know it's an eye-popping number. It's also a fascinating play that it was a 5-year deal and only buys 1 year of UFA. So he can, that next deal is, he might be a $25 million player at the end of this deal. Celebrating. Like,
amazing.
That's, which is, so I don't think it's a fair one to compare to Jason Robertson's deal. The money going up for everyone is going to obviously be something for Jason Robertson. Yeah. The money going up for everyone impacts Jason Robertson. But also I go back to the other cap complication that's happening with all of this is we're getting further and further towards losing like hockey's middle class of the roster. And it's already been happening for a long time now, but we're going further and further towards it. Like, if you look at like you talk about the, like, for San Jose, right? So you're going to have Celebrini playing at, like, this coming season, he's going to play at $975K, which is, you know what? That's really, when he's making $18 million and you've got that Sherwood deal and Wenberg and Toffoli and Marchment all making $6 million plus, and couple of years from now, you're going to have Will Smith is going to be due for his deal and everything like that. It's going to be interesting, the cap discrepancy, and we've been seeing it, but I'm fascinated to see what gets accelerated of your cap ledger sheet is not going to look even, where it's not going to be like, there's going to be, realistically speaking, you're going to have, if you have a $20 million player or an $18 million player, does that mean you have to have five players making under $1 million? Right? Like, that's just like, there's the whole, like, or whatever league minimum will be. Like, I'm fascinated to see what happens here with hockey's middle class on things, because if you're San Jose, and I give Celebrini all the money in the world, he's that type of player to me, but there's a bunch of players on San Jose right now that, let's go over like their cap sheet for this year. This team's going to be a great experience for 26-27 when Celebrini is still on the last year of his rookie deal. You have Zach Obstovchek making $2.3 million. Actually, a really smart deal to sign by Zach Obstovchek, because he signed that 4-year deal for $2.3 million, knowing it will keep him in the world. But like, an Adam Gaudette making $2 million. A Ty Dellandrea making $1.6 million. Those are 26 and 29 year old players. Barclay Goudreau making $3.64 million.
those players, those kind of middle class money players, when you're spending $18 million on one player, that's where you find a 4A guy who will do it for $1 million. And I'm fascinated to see, watch the Sharks kind of move on this. And it's also what makes the Stars interesting, because they don't have Jason Robertson is just at 12. But if Jason Robertson goes up to 16, 17 million, where is the crunch coming? So it's a really fascinating time for the finance and the economics, the cap of where this all goes.
Yeah. And speaking of finance and economics, some good news in hockey. Prime Video becomes long-term home of the NHL in Canada for Wednesday night hockey, which is a big thing in Canada. It's a 12-year agreement, exclusive broadcasts, including, this is important, select Stanley Cup playoff series in English and French beginning this season. I say it's a good thing for the NHL, because any TV deal for the NHL means a healthier hockey league. Right, Sean?
Yeah, I just, the one thing I hope, and as we kind of go, and this as we go deeper and deeper into this streaming element is, and I still think, I think sports bars are starting to get better at it, Gavin, but we were talking about radio and meeting people where they're at. I still, as we go to these streaming-based deals, and I do think the NFL going streaming heavy has probably helped force, once the NFL started doing Netflix exclusives and doing stuff like that, sports bars had to be like, okay, we have to figure out how to show these games, right? So I just hope from a local perspective, and this isn't just and the Stars have had a little bit of this challenge that they had to figure out with Victory Plus in Dallas and everything like that, is I just hope that we keep finding solutions that if you're out at dinner like you were the other day when you're talking about your trip to Thailand, is the game on TV, like for the person who's not the fan? Are you meeting people where they're at? So like, I think streaming is part of the future, and I'm not like opposed to that. I hope that you continue to find ways where, hey, if you're out getting dinner with a friend or something like that, and you say, hey, can we get the game on TV?
Right.
It can still be done.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Quickly tell us what you have coming up.
Yeah, so kind of we've reached the end of like the slow July, which was obviously intentional to kind of refresh and get everything going. For me, the things really, really start picking up here. I crossed the border to Windsor a couple of days the past week just to kind of watch the World Junior Summer Showcase and kind of get eyes on things. Hadn't done any writing on it, just kind of a soft launch back into things. And then really I'll have some things from the under-18 upcoming tournament, Holinka Gretzky. At that same event, it's the coaches' site. There's a coaches' clinic there. Glenn Gulletson is actually one of the headline speakers, so I will be at that in a couple weeks. So got some fun stuff coming. And as I've said before on the show, I'm really appreciative of the people who have understood the independent nature of my role in the world of letting me kind of have a calm July and be a better dad to the kids so I could be better at the job for the other 11 months of the year.
That's great. I know a lot of people are excited to meet you in Allen Fairview on August 11th. So I'm so thankful that you're coming in for the event.
I'm very excited about it, Gavin. It's going to be a blast.
It is. And I will be more careful when texting special guests. I promise, folks. But makes for a good story. And I was laughing. I'm like, should I say it? And I'm like, you know what? We're honest here at Spits and Suds. And if it drew a laugh, and please send me a tweet if that's happened to you. You know, maybe you're dating someone and you text your mom instead or something. I know it happens to everybody. So just an interesting thing. Sean, you're a beast. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Always, always fun, Gavin. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. Thanks to the On Time Experts. They'll be there on August 11th, giving away Stars tickets. So you need to be there too. Thanks to producer Gregory Finley. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.